22 to 8 on this gorgeous Melbourne morning. A bit of news floating around in the world of footy. We're going to chat to Dane Zorko after 8. Angus Sheldrick from the Swans shortly as well. But Mitch Cleary is the number one news hound at Channel 7 these days when it comes to football matters. And he's been all over this Jordan Ngoi situation the last couple of months. And he's back again today with us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Half. Good morning, Whitey.
Great to have you with us, mate. Always a pleasure chatting to you about the world of footy. What's going on with JDG?
Well, we thought today, Half, was going to be the verdict. We were all going to find out what was happening with Jordan Ngoi. All signs pointed to that in the lead-up to today. But the case has been adjourned once again until January 28th. So a bit more of a further delay for Jordan Ngoi. The hearing lasted about 10 or 12 minutes online today. Essentially, his attorney is arguing with the prosecutor over in New York over the level of severity of his charges. We're going to learn more over the next few weeks, but just a bit more of a frustrating wait for Collingwood fans who thought, and Collingwood officials who thought, this was all going to be wrapped up this morning.
So the terms and the language is seemingly fairly important in all this. In legal matters, it's obviously very important. Going from violation to misdemeanor, the prosecutor wanted to upgrade it to misdemeanor as opposed to a more lenient, more friendly, if you like, violation offence.
Yeah, so in the technical terms of the New York court, as my understanding goes, the misdemeanor is a criminal offence, whereas the violation isn't. So he wouldn't have a criminal record per se in the States. That's what they're haggling over at the moment. Now, Jordan Ngoi's attorney said that everything was on track for it to be regarded as the lower violation in the lead up to this. And then 5 minutes before this morning's hearing, the prosecutor, that being the police force in New York, alleged and wanted to be upgraded to the misdemeanor, which is a more serious criminal offence. So it seems like they're not on the same page on this. The way it was left today was on pretty good terms. I think it will. My reading of the case today will still be downgraded to the violation half. Now Jordan Ngoi and his attorney have been told to go away, come back to the court in 9 days' time with a suitable corrections program in Australia. So we often see that in Australian courts. People go through different programs and education systems. I take it that's what the court is asking for, and the Ngoi will have to go through some sort of program or education system when he does get sanctioned. But it's not heading down the serious path as I read it at this stage.
So, Mitch, I know this is really difficult to answer this question, but based on that, and say it's a good behaviour type scenario, or community service or something like that, let's just play that game for the moment. Where does that leave him at Collingwood, do you think?
I still think he plays for Collingwood again. That's only my opinion. That's not of any... the club still has been buying time on this, Whitey. They've been just pushing it back, waiting for the court to make their reading on it first. I still think he plays, and I think he will receive some sort of suspension at the Pies for finding himself in this position. Regardless of the outcome of the court hearing, I think that the Pies are really frustrated and upset that Jordan Ngoi was over in the US on a training program, found himself in a situation where he spent a night behind bars, regardless of what happens in the outcome of the hearing. Now, to his case, I see the hearing and the outcome of this court matter not being too serious at this stage. Throw that all into the moulding pot. I think it's some sort of suspension, and he plays again for Collingwood in 2022. As you guys are well aware, he's way too important to that footy club. And the other factor is he's a free agent in 2022. So if they were to cut their losses now with Jordan Ngoi or part ways, they would get no outcome for him as the footballer. But they may as well hold on to him for the next 12 months. That's how I see it. And I think Jeff Brown, the new president, in his communication at this stage, has been pretty forthcoming that Jordan Ngoi will be welcomed back to Collingwood.
Well, we'll see what happens. They adjourned again at the meeting, but there's certainly more to play out with JDG after these little indiscretion overseas. Mitch, anything else going on in the world of footy news we need to know about from Channel 7's perspective?
Interesting chat with James Sifley last night. He said that the Hawks are going to be more attacking. I know you guys will discuss the Hawks and Sam Mitchell over the next few months, I'm sure, but found that interesting that he conceded that Alistair Clarkson have been more defensive in recent times, and did put his hand up, James Sifley, for the captaincy if Ben McAvoy wants to step away as a 32-year-old. I think the Hawks' captaincy like a few others, at Richmond, Carlton is going to be up for discussion in the rest of the pre-season.
It's funny you say that, because we talked to Mitch Lewis on the program yesterday, and he also mentioned the fact that he felt that he was going to be the beneficiary of a quicker ball movement philosophy from the Hawks. So that's quite consistent in the messaging that we're hearing as well. So it'll be interesting, the Hawks.
Sicily did say, Whitey, he did mention that he's made his name as a defender after sort of starting his career as a forward. He said he wouldn't mind maybe spending a bit more time in attack this year, given how quick the ball movement will be. So maybe that's something that Sam Mitchell might have up his sleeve to swing James Sicily as a bit of a swing man.
Him sort of Adam Hunter sort of stuff back in the
Adam
old days.
Hunter.
back in the West Coast Eagles.
One of my favourites.
Back in the old days. Mitch, you're doing great things, mate. Great to have you on Channel 7 doing all the footy news. We look forward to seeing you there on the box today.
Thanks, guys.
Mitch Cleary with us from Channel 7.